What are you struggling with? Like, are you more sore or having a hard time recovering? Do you have joint pain more? Are you not sleeping well? Like, sort of look at what you're really struggling with rather than like automatically just kind of assuming, oh, like collagen's good for me because I'm around this age and I meet that sort of criteria of like trying to figure out what are your biggest, essentially like things you're trying to fix or problems or things you're trying to optimize.
You've probably seen it everywhere. Collagen in powders, bars, coffee, even popcorn. But if you're thinking about adding it to your routine, how do you know what kind to buy, how much to take, or whether it will actually do anything for your goals? In part two of our deep dive with performance nutrition expert, Dr. Dana Leese, we're getting specific. From dosage and timing to injury and surgery recovery protocols, this is your go-to guide for making collagen work for your body, your goals, and your lifestyle. Whether you're recovering from an injury or just looking to move through the world a little bit stronger, this conversation is for you. I wanted to answer a quick listener question before we dive in. Do I need to take collagen if I already eat a high-protein diet? Great question. The answer? Maybe not. Like most things we talk about, it comes down to need. What are your goals? And also, what are you already doing? This is something Dr. Leese and I chat about in more detail during the episode, but collagen isn't your average protein. It's rich in specific amino acids like glycine and proline that support connective tissue. So if your goals include joint or bone health, recovery, or aging well, a collagen supplement could very well play a role for you. Now, let's get into it with Dr. Dana Leese. We talked previously about why a listener would consider taking collagen. There's so many different reasons, but I want to talk about collagen supplements. So there's, like we mentioned, thousands on the market, online, every grocery store. It's really hard to know, like, which one's best for me? Which category do I fit into? Where do people start?
Start with your budget. Yeah, I honestly, like, you don't want to spend like penny-wise, pound foolish, like if you're spending half the price. And then making sure it has some vitamin C in it. You don't necessarily need to co-ingest vitamin C, but I would say to cover your bases, I would look for some vitamin C in it. Most have like around 60 or 80 milligrams minimum. And the reason for that is like the whole scurvy story is vitamin C is an important cofactor for collagen synthesis. You know, I've eaten and you've had like some food with vitamin C around the same time. Yeah, you probably have circulating vitamin C. Great. But I think sometimes people will take collagen on an empty stomach and then go work out. So it just kind of covers that base. Yeah, I just look for like a hydrolyzed collagen or collagen peptides as like sort of the most bioavailable form.
So you work with these Olympic and elite athletes, world-class athletes, but a lot of people are just weekend warriors and trying to stay more active as they get older. How would you advise the average person to use collagen and training and recovery?
What are you struggling with? Like, are you more sore or having a hard time recovering? Do you have joint pain more? Are you not sleeping well? Like, sort of look at what you're really struggling with rather than like automatically just kind of assuming, oh, like collagen's good for me because I'm around this age and I meet that sort of criteria of like trying to figure out what are your biggest, essentially like things you're trying to fix or problems or things you're trying to optimize. If it was me, I'd be like, well, I've had two ACLs and I really want to stay active and my knees often hurt when I like run and stuff. So I focus on, okay, what are the most evidence-based sort of nutrition strategies and supplements to help kind of reduce those symptoms and that pain? And what can I do to prevent it or reduce the sort of rate of degradation over time? And I've just like done damage over the years. They're damaged and they will be. And you're trying to minimize pain and be able to do what you can longer.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you've been an athlete for a long time. You've got some big injuries, as a lot of athletes do. What if you don't have injuries? What if you're just a regular, non-injured, healthy adult? Do you think everybody should take collagen or not necessarily?
I would say not necessarily. Like, if really everything is functioning pretty well, like, I'd like to say yes, but I don't think that would be prudent. Like, there are lots of scenarios where if I get to know somebody more, I'm like, oh yeah, it's probably not. You probably don't really, not going to be on your priority list. So I'd say like, there's probably, I could rationalize a reason for everybody to take collagen in one way or another, but there's so many other factors before you give a blanket recommendation. So I'd say like, yeah, theoretically, sure. But realistically, probably not.
Well, it might not be the highest priority for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm a healthy, non-injured adult. Like, I have a lot of patients that are like, I started taking it because it's very popular and I noticed that my skin looks better or my hair looks better, my nails are stronger. This episode is brought to you by Orgain. As much as we're learning in this episode, collagen is a fantastic protein that can play such an important role in overall wellness, health, and recovery. If you're interested in seeing the benefits for yourself, try Orgain's collagen peptides with prebiotics and probiotics. With 20 grams of collagen peptides and a blend of prebiotics and 1 billion probiotics, it's a great way to promote digestive health and to stay strong. Unflavored and easy to mix, it's a simple addition to your daily routine for comprehensive support. Orgain has a great line of products, so if you're looking to give collagen a go, head on over to orgain.com. Can you speak at all to dosage for collagen?
Like in the sort of osteo space, bone health, kind of joint pain space, research is used anywhere from like 5 grams a day to 30. So I usually kind of just generic, like if it's like one dose across the board, I'll usually say 20 grams. There are some scenarios where I might have like an older person who's quite petite and they don't really like taking a lot of supplements and they're, let's just do 5 grams. That's easy to mix into your juice or whatever it is, or your smoothie. It's not going to be a huge volume of extra powder and volume of smoothie. So yeah, a little bit depends on the person as well and the case or scenario. But yeah, I'd say it's like some of the research in osteopenia has used only 5 grams a day for like 5 months, 6 months, and found improvements in the measures that they were investigating.
I have never heard that you can get benefit from sports performance or being an athlete if you take it 20 minutes before loading.
And I'd say like a few years ago, that would be like the textbook protocol. Like we were all like, hey, here's your collagen protocol. But now like understanding more just the differences and the reality of sport is we don't just train once a day. So like all of this training could theoretically stimulate collagen turnover. So what do we take collagen 10 times a day? Like, so like really looking at understanding the physiology of the training or the person and what they're trying to, like what their focus is, understanding the physiology of collagen in the body, like from digestion to absorption to making new collagen tissue and trying to like use what we know to make the best sort of protocol in some of those more specialized scenarios. But it's really like the amino acids peak really fast, like an hour. Like, so they're available pretty quickly.
But you have mentioned a couple times that like you boost collagen naturally, you produce collagen naturally. I really find it interesting you talking about your own injuries. And I know you help a lot of people with injuries. If people want to use collagen as an aid for recovery, how does it work that way? And how long do you need to take it to see results?
Everyone's a bit different. So it's hard to say like how long till you like see results. It's like, on, like measuring stuff in humans is so hard. I usually like in an injury rehab scenario, usually we'll take it through each phase and we might start off a little more aggressively when there's the bigger sort of essentially tissue making going on where you're trying to like attach a ligament and help it grow and attach, where we might be more aggressive with dosing and timing. And then as that sort of tissue has integrated and is fairly strong and you're able to go back to a certain level of training or loading, we might kind of pull back and be like, okay, you're able to do plyometrics now, but let's still take a dose maybe before your sort of explosive power-based training sessions, or take, it's integrated into your pre-court routine where you have your like hour and a half before you have X, Y, and Z nutrition, and it's incorporated into that. Or if it works better, then take it after.
That makes a lot of sense. And what about me? Let's say me, I'm going to start doing this 20 grams, 20 minutes before I go to the gym, and I'm going to do marine too. And Orgain has a really good marine collagen. like, how do I know, Dr. Lise, when it's working? Or like, what would I notice as like a very normal everyday athlete?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, again, one thing that's working, but I'd say I definitely have a few like recreational athletes that will measure something with their performance. That's one thing that I like have had people being like, I want to be able to, I play intramural basketball. I want to be able to jump higher. I'm doing this training. What could I do with my nutrition? So we might have a really tangible way to say, it might not just be this. The collagen isn't going to make your vert go higher, but it might help some of your targeted training and your adaptation. I would say with like, and there's like, I definitely like really like measuring when you can. There are lots of like apps so you can measure pain score. There's a VisaP, okay. Which is what does it stand for again? It's a knee pain. It's a like reliable, validated knee pain scale. So there are like definitely like apps you can use that are like, okay, if I'm trying to measure knee pain, maybe like use that as a way to measure yourself. And again, it's not going to be the only thing interacting, but I'd say like, yeah, depending on what you're trying to use it for, then what's a way you could measure that if there is, and see if it's working. And as I mentioned, like bias, there's research looking at the effects of the belief effect on performance and showing right. that you can improve performance by just believing something is working. So you can use that to your advantage too. It's not against the law.
Totally. It's like the placebo effect. Hey, I think it can't really hurt. I think it's super interesting. And I love like the specifics that you've been able to provide today. Like it's so tangible. And all that being said, this was so fascinating. I learned a lot that's going to help me in my practice and probably me in my own sports performance. What are the most important things that a listener should know about collagen?
Be purposeful, I guess, would be the more general term. Be purposeful with it. Don't just use it or recommend it because it's good for, you think it's good for a number of things. I'd say be very purposeful and prioritized. The second thing would be don't get too in the weeds with type or name or stuff that we really don't know really makes a difference of like, what does your client have access to? What's their budget like? What's the sort of highest quality product that they can access? Do they have any like swallowing issues and stuff too? Like that might be like, mean that you're going to use a collagen drink or shot. There's a couple shots on the market that are small, like 80 ml volumes. So yeah, don't get too in the weeds with product specificity and type of collagen source. And the third would be just to understand the mechanisms of anything you're prescribing. Understand the physiology so that you're confident you're making the best decision or you're giving your client the best advice and being as impactful as possible.
So many great takeaways from that episode, from personalizing your supplement stack to understanding why collagen might be helpful during certain phases of your training or healing. What I'm walking away with is this: collagen isn't a one-size-fits-all solution, but when used intentionally, it can be a powerful tool to support recovery and long-term health. Thank you again to Dr. Dana Lise for your incredible insights. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to rate, follow, and share it with someone in your life who's collagen curious. Until next time.